New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked, snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. We're going to wrap up with Dr. Tenpenny. Thanks for calling, Cliff. And let's go, Sherry. Again, that is tenpennyecp.com. I have some phone numbers. Pardon? Okay. All right, I've got some phone numbers to give the folks. For you nurses out there that are looking for work, you'll find this is the side you need to be on. And they need you out there right now. So, and Sherry, you let me know. Whatever ads, I will run your ads for free. Just get them to me because we got to get people there and save lives. 440-373-7372. 440-373-7372. Or 440-766-3327. 440-766-3327. So, I want to thank you for being here tonight, and I know your beauty sleep has worked with you. It doesn't work with Joe or I, but it's worked with you.
Well, it's I still have to pack, and I have to get up at 3:30 to go to the airport to go speak tomorrow. So I think I just pray that I get a good night's sleep on a short night.
All righty. Let's pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold our sister up and ask, Lord, that she does get that good night's sleep. And Lord, for traveling mercies. And Lord, Father God, Lord, that when she is speaking, Lord, you'll be speaking through her. She'll be speaking exactly what the message that you would have to reach the hearts and the minds. And Lord, let the people that you would have hear it. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night and God bless.
Good night. God bless everybody. Take care.
Good night.
There you go. All right. She's out there. I'm going to tell you, they had put out, we were getting all kinds of calls from people wanting to know if she was still alive because somebody was putting the word out she'd been killed. And so I called her up and I asked her, are you alive? And she answered, and so I knew right then that she was. But anyhow, she thought that was
smart. Yeah, she answered, and that was your first clue, right?
Yeah, well, then she called me back a few days later and said, you know, since I'm alive, I'd like to come on the program. And so we just had her on here tonight. So there you go. We always try to put as many live people on here as possible. We know that the people that come on here will not vote Democrats. Now, the dead people will go out, and many, many dead people vote for Democrats, don't they?
Well, practically all. We looked into that years back, and it was almost every dead person voted Democrat. We didn't find a dead person voting Republican. I thought that was strange. There's got to be a rhino in there somewhere.
All righty. Well, we need to do lightning rounds. And so if you're ready, here's what I've got. Should we start with Hal? Hal's looking for a career in radio.
We haven't heard from him for a long time.
He's putting his glasses on now. Do you have an article there?
Oh, yeah.
That's what the lightning rounds are. Okay. We already did the Bible study.
Okay, Florida Sheriff's Office seizes enough fentanyl to kill 1.5 million adults. A Florida Police Department has announced that they seized enough fentanyl to kill 1.5 million people during a recent drug bust. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office announced the massive drug bust in a tweet on Monday. And it says, narcotics unit seized 3 kilos of fentanyl, 126 kilos of cocaine, and over 6,000 counterfeit pills containing fentanyl, enough fentanyl to kill 1.5 million adults, the sheriff's office said. And Fox News reports that the announcement comes just days after police in Flagler County, Florida, which is just 70 miles south of Jacksonville, announced the arrest of a fugitive with enough fentanyl to kill over 100,000 people. That ought to make you feel good if you're living down there. One fugitive, illegal alien, carrying enough fentanyl around to kill 100,000 people. Thanks to Biden's letting the borders be wide open. Fentanyl has become the largest drive of the U.S. opioid epidemic in recent years, with seizures of the drug spiking nearly 200% at the southern border in July, the highest amount seized in at least four fiscal years, the report added. Roughly 75% of all drug overdoses last year, approximately 80,000, were fentanyl-related. According to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine. Fentanyl is added to heroin to increase its potency or be disguised as highly potent heroin, the DEA's website explains. Many users believe that they are purchasing heroin and actually don't know that they are purchasing fentanyl, which often results in overdose deaths. Clandestinely produced fentanyl is primarily manufactured in Mexico. So
what they're doing is they send the ingredients of where the chemicals from China to Mexico, and in Mexico they put them in capsule form or pill form. And then here. Now let me ask you a question. Do you actually believe, because people say that Joe Biden gave Afghanistan $85 billion worth of military equipment. That's what we've heard, okay?
Of course he did, and even worse than that, he gave them American lives over there.
I got to tell you that he did not give. He did not give them. Listen to me. Listen, these people don't give anything. Money comes back. That there is a large percentage of megabucks came back, and it'll go right through the Biden crime cartel, maybe offshore banks, but these people don't give that away. Now, if you don't think that on the drug cartel, you don't think that these people, these drug dealers, are making tons of bucks, and if you don't think that money is being funneled to the Biden crime cartel to keep the borders open, to keep the drugs coming in, so that the depopulation program can stay into effect, that's exactly what's happening, okay? It's happening. See, so you have to understand and you have to believe it because it's in front of you. It's happening right in front of your face.
Yeah, what I meant, the losses to the American people, but it wasn't to the Biden people at all.
Well, no. Well, no, because they're part of the whole, they're working with the globalists on the world depopulation program, and they're becoming billionaires doing it.
Oh, yeah. The Democrat Party isn't happy unless they do something every single day to destroy America, whether it's morally, financially, or any other way.
There, you're right. Joe, what do you have?
Oh, where do we start? Out there on the big show, the city there on Fox, the city of Denver is joining now more than 40 cities across America, giving away cash to the homeless to get them off the street. Denver has announced plans to give $12,000 to 140 women, transgender, and gender nonconforming individuals, blah, blah. And finally, families last, the Denver Basic Income Project. Going back all the way into the time of Christ, the idea was to give somebody not just give them a fish, teach them how to fish. Not just give them corn, teach them how to grow corn. And we have the same problem giving these people money. Most of them are drug addicted, alcoholics, have other mental problems. And give these people cash, one, they're going to get ripped off by tougher people on the street. They're going to get ripped off of their money, killed, beaten for it. And if you think about it, when we've all studied a little bit of history, when has free money ever worked? When has it ever done what the government said it was going to do? I cannot find one example where free government money ever fixed anything. It's always made it worse.
Absolutely. And so, alrighty, a couple things I want to hit real fast, okay? here. Now, listen to this. They are back. That's right. The Clintons reopened their global pay-to-play operations. The Clinton machine is back in action and restarted as a global pay-to-play operation. Very excited for the return of the Clinton Global Initiative next week. Now is the time for us to work together and get good things done for people and the planet. That's what Bill Clinton just said. Good things done for the people. Yeah. You know, he sold all of our technology to China. Hillary sold our uranium to Russia.
And not only our technology, he's the idiot that gave them all those gray supercomputers without deleting the hard drives. And the same year that we graduated over 100 Chinese scientists with PhD in artificial intelligence, then he sells them all these hundreds of supercomputers that came from, like, Livermore labs and places, and they didn't even clean the hard drives. I mean, so Bill Clinton did more to enable the Chinese than anyone has. Nobody's been able to match him.
And every time we mention the Clintons, and you know, I picture Hillary, like in the movie The Wizard of Oz. I picture her coming in on her broom, and all of those monkeys, those little monkeys, the flying monkeys, they're FBI agents, DOJ agents. This, they're to serve the witch, okay? Here in December 2018, the House Oversight Subcommittee on Government Operations held a hearing on Capitol Hill and the Clinton Foundation. The whistleblowers Lawrence Doyle of DM Income Advisors and John Moynihan of JFM Associates argued that, according to their research, the Clinton Foundation was operating outside of its bounds as of its 501c3 nonprofit organization and instead operated exactly like the Global Fund in Geneva, Switzerland, by brokering money and pharmaceuticals. There you go. We see their hands are into that again. Mr. Moynihan also stated that 60% of the donations going to the Clinton Foundation were used for administration fees. When it's a stark difference from the industry of normal 10% for administration fees. The investigation clearly demonstrates that the Clinton Foundation was not a charitable organization at all, but in pointed out fact was a closely held family partnership, Mr. Doyle said. He goes on to say that, as such, it was governed in a fashion in which it sought, in large measure, to advance the personal interest of its principals as detailed within the financial analysis, and further confirmed that within the supporting documentation and evidence. So Congressman Jim Jordan asked the whistleblowers to elaborate on their claims that the Clinton Foundation was operating as an agent of a foreign government. They were brokering money, and they were brokering pharmaceuticals, and they were an agent of money through these donors. They would take a VIG fee, broker the money, and then they negotiated these relations with the pharmaceutical companies. By the same token, they were brokering the pharmaceuticals again and taking a VIG fee, Doyle said. Mr. Moynihan then explained to Congressman Jordan that the Clinton Foundation became a hybrid of a private foundation and a public charity, which they were not approved to do. In a shocking admission, Mr. Moynihan said, "Our analysis shows that this hybrid model, the Global Fund in Geneva, Switzerland, the Clinton Foundation was doing all of this and was not paying the same taxes as they would had they been operating as a partnership, which means they potentially misled the IRS." Well, I wonder who they own over there at the IRS.
Well, she's part of the deep state that's running everything, so she doesn't have much to worry.
Anyhow, okay.
They've been protecting her for years. You know, speaking of that, in a way, there's a big story out there that hasn't been talked about. We have this historic surge of illegal immigrants coming in, But what people don't know about, there's a hidden crime spree that nobody's talking about. You see, these migrants, they need credentials to go to work. So they are stealing or using somebody else's Social Security earnings. Now, there's something out there. There's a government accounting book, the Social Security Administration's Earning Suspense File. They call it the ESF. It reflects the earnings of employees whose W-2 wage and tax statements have names and Social Security numbers that do not match the records. Well, this number has increased from just under $200 billion at the start of the millennium. And in 2021, this number has gone up to $1.9 trillion. Almost $2 trillion. But, well, now it's 2022. I'm sure it's over $2 trillion. So, in other words, there's a lot of people out there. Their Social Security numbers are being used. Social Security kind of has an idea what's going on, but they're not able to work together with other federal agencies. They figure there are millions of people, there are a million using Social Security numbers that belong to somebody else. They've stolen or sharing with somebody. They're using dead people's IDs. And so this file just keeps getting bigger and bigger, but the IRS and other agencies that enforce the law have not been investigating, and regulations that were put in place have prevented information sharing between government agencies, so nobody is going after this $2 trillion of fraud, and it gets worse by the day. Welcome to the brave new world. The more illegals that are coming, the worse this is getting. And my guess is if we don't slow down immigration, we're going to hit $3 trillion by the end of 23.
Well,
we're
you know,
a mess, folks.
I want to say hats off to Governor DeSantis. Martha's Vineyard crisis, 15,000 flooded Texas town in a single day. So
yeah. The
Martha Vineyard crisis with a question mark. Now, Martha's Vineyard officials declared the arrival of 50 illegal immigrants to their upscale island a humanitarian crisis. But the small border community of Del Rio, Texas, was forced to deal with 15,000 illegal immigrants from Haiti in one day, pointed out Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Folks on Martha's Vineyard were describing the burdens, what burdens they had. There were 50 illegal immigrants, he wrote. To put in perspective, the small town of Del Rio, Texas, has about 30,000 residents. An estimated 6,000 illegal aliens are crossing the southern border every single day. Immediately burdening communities on the borders of California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. So on Thursday, the 50 migrants arrived in Martha's Vineyard, where 88% voted for Joe Biden on a flight arranged by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. On Friday, by order of Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker, the migrants were transported with the assistance of 125 National Guard members to a joint base at Cape Cod on the mainland after the director of Martha's Vineyard shelter made it clear that there was no place for them, not in that island. How dare they bring these people in with us elites, okay? Baker said the military base can provide dedicated space for access to legal services and other essential services, such as basic health care. He said the illegal aliens will live in dormitory-style spaces. You know, a lot of these people that he's bringing in, these are sleeper cells. We've been telling people and telling people and telling people. Folks, we've been telling people since Biden was in office, he's bringing in sleeper cells. Now, the transport of the migrants from Florida to Martha's Vineyard on Thursday was followed by the arrival of two busloads of illegal aliens in Washington, D.C., who had been sent from Del Rio, Texas, by order of Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Hats off to Greg Abbott, all right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. President Biden charged in a speech. No, not president. Alleged president charged in a speech Thursday night that the Republicans are playing politics with human lives. That son of a gun. What a wicked, evil man. What a wicked, evil little man you are, Joe Biden, using them as props. And what they're doing simply is wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless. We have a process of place manage. Oh my.
Yeah.
Manage migrants at the border. Yeah, remember, Biden's the one that told us that the border was closed, secured, right?
Right.
Biden said, we're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane. Republican officials should not interfere with the process of waging a politically...
You can just walk right across, you know, yep. You don't drown or don't die in the heat, and, you know, but...
Well, it's an open border.
Any danger from the government.
The Biden crime cartel, crime family, is working hand in hand with the human smugglers... And with the drug dealers, he's making sure the doors are open for them to come in. And he doesn't do anything. The big guy doesn't do anything without getting his 10%.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, when they sent those to Martha's Vineyard, I found out Edgerton there, just one, there's four different sections there in Martha's Vineyard, like four different communities. Edgartown itself, just the one, has about $9.8 million in extra cash budget surplus, according to the Massachusetts Department of Revenue. It would have only cost $9.1 million to give all these people a room at the swankiest hotel there, the Harbor View. It's $500 a night. They could have put them up for a year and a half at that motel at $500 a night. That's how much extra money they had, but they had to call the government. And then if you look over Ohio, what did they do in Illinois? I'm sorry. They called the National Guard, and Chicago wants federal money, you know, federal money to help them with their crisis. I mean, these people are crying like babies. They're in Illinois. They're screaming, you know, that this is unfair, and they don't have the money. They don't have anything. This is insane. I've never heard anything so silly in my life.
You know, in Chicago, Lori Lesbian, the mayor, has been.
Yeah.
She put them on a bus and shipped them to another town close by, which also had a Democrat mayor. And he's saying, you can't be doing this. Okay, now, here's what's happening.
He doesn't want them.
Right. A lot of the Democrats are starting to say, wait a minute. I think now we have a problem, right? Because when they start getting these illegals in their own cities, in their towns, where these guys come in, and here, I've got an article right here. DHS intelligence report reveals Venezuela is emptying prisons and sending all their convicts to the border, now to the U.S. border. Now, who was it that was telling us, been telling us that they're doing this? None other than President Donald Trump.
Right.
And he's been telling us now, here, impeachment of Joe Biden, Article 1, failure to secure the national border. Okay, over 4.9 million illegals entered the United States during Joe Biden's first 18 months in office via the open southern border. That is roughly the population of Ireland, crossing the open border into the United States in just 18 months. The Biden regime has cheered on the invasion and the eventual collapse of the United States. We no longer a sovereign nation. That was the goal. Joe Biden is the tool of the globalist left to eliminate borders and condemn national sovereignty. On Sunday, Breitbart obtained a report from the Border Patrol indicating that the governor of Venezuela, led by Nicolas Maduro Moros, is releasing prisoners intentionally and sending them to the U.S. borders. Among those released are people who have been convicted of murder, rape, and extortion. There you go.
Look at all the MS-13 that's coming in, and, you know, when they send all these women with the babies, and they're worried about drowning. And they've got the 800,000, 900,000 gotaways. This is where you have all the criminals, the gang members, you know. We keep forgetting. We see all the bad just in what we know. What percentage of that near, it's getting close to a million gotaways, are soldiers, criminals, terrorists? You know, I just hate to think. I'd like to see a breakdown of that, but it's, nobody's paying attention.
Here's what we just mentioned a minute ago. Chicago Mayor Lori Lesbian Lightfoot calls Texas governor a racist for busing illegals into her city without permission.
Yeah.
Then she quickly buses them to affluent suburbs nearby without permission.
Maybe they were all straight. Maybe they were all heterosexual. Maybe that's the problem. There weren't enough LGBTQ, whatever stuff, you know.
Yeah, that may be. She would have kept them in Chicago,
you know,
huh?
I thought of that. New idea there. Maybe they were just too normal. I mean, too not her type.
Alrighty, we have, here you go, giant homeless encampments set to explode across U.S. Organized retail criminals unleash coordinated mass thefts and violence. Listen, you know what's happening? People are losing their homes. People are being evicted out of their apartments. They haven't paid left and right. We're getting all kinds of calls from people wanting to know if we can help find a place to live. Worsened inflation stemming from endless flat currency money printing is causing food, energy, and housing to become unaffordable for millions of Americans, putting them on a trajectory of homelessness and destitution. Right now, homeless encampments are expanding in cities like Los Angeles, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Oakland. The situation is bound to get far, far worse as inflation accelerates and people find themselves jobless due to plummeting, I said it right, economic activity, while manufacturers downsize operations. Okay, that's happening.
And getting worse and worse. In fact, to go along with that, headlines today, brace yourself, electric bills set to skyrocket this winter. Average cost of household energy will have increased by more than 35% from last year, and 35%, that's high. Natural gas has doubled since, and more than doubled in 2022. And the reason is we're sending all the very limited natural gas we have to Europe to save them because they were buying gas from the Russians, and the Russians turned off the pipeline. So we're trying to help them. In the meantime, that creates a shortage here, which pushes the prices further and further up. And it's insane. We're shutting off drilling and shutting off our own natural gas. So if you think it's going to be bad this winter, it's supposed to be one of the coldest winters we've had in many decades, and we're going to have the least fuel to be available to heat your homes during a cold winter. So especially all those of you live in cities like New York and Minnesota, Minneapolis, the more northern big cities, people are very worried because right now, they said one out of six Americans cannot pay their bill, their heating and cooling bill, right now. That's in August, and it's not bad weather. What's going to happen when this goes up and the demand will double for the amount of energy you need? That's kind of scary. Right now, one out of six can't pay their electric bill, and it's just starting to get bad, Pastor Ernie.
Well, you know, again, and I encourage people right now, the price of gasoline is going to go up because they've just about, he's totally exhausted our reserve. We can't go to war. We no longer have an energy reserve. Joe Obama has exhausted it, okay? And so.
And he's still doing, what, a million barrels a day are still going out and will for the next month or so?
Right. And so. And he wants to import it from other countries when this country is setting down one of the world's largest oil, you know, pools of oil.
Largest in the world.
Yeah.
And he wants to buy it from our communist enemies. That's what I love.
When we had the real president, when the real president was in office, we were self-sufficient. We were not only producing all of the oil we needed, and we had low gas prices, $1.88 a gallon, but guess what? Okay, here
we got to be a little more like Europe, where they're paying, you know, way more. They're paying like what, $8-$9 a gallon over there or more.
Yep.
And so we've got equity. We've got to be like them, Pastor.
Well, they're actually at this point worse shape than us, because in Germany they're cutting down all their forests for firewood this winter because they don't have natural gas.
And they don't have oil, and they don't have, you know, anything.
Britain is gearing up for a very, very hard...
People are going to die this winter, and the world economy is going to crash, and we can really, in large part, thank Joe Biden, because we should have been able to take care of America nicely, make great profits helping Europe, because they were stupid enough to trust the enemy for something they need, kind of like we are with our 80% of all our medicines come from China, you know, the enemy.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that we need for food and for our computers and our chips and all kinds of things, we're dependent on our worst enemy for things we need for survival, so we're not much better off than Europe.
Well, Joe, we're up against a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Now, have you seen them flying saucers, or some of them black helicopters flying down low and over my backyard recently? See them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me. Heard they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your BVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all in evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Direct our mail and all our incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry.
keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just 'cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. It's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
Right, that's absolutely right. And now, you know, folks, if you know Pastor Hal, there's certain things that put a big smile on his face. And tonight, we stopped at a restaurant called Kumo, right there in Parma on Snow Road at 1975 Snow Road in Parma. Now, this was a Japanese restaurant, and it had this huge buffet, right?
Oh, big one.
Yeah. And I watched you look at that buffet. I saw true love right there.
Yeah, it was love at first sight.
And so, folks, they have one huge menu. So here, this fella came out. He was a young guy, the waiter. And he was a young Japanese guy. And his name is Eric. And I would say that Eric is a doggone good waiter. What do you think?
Yeah, very good, very good. And I was joking with him. I said, you know, tell the boss, I said, give you a raise. And he said, I am the boss.
Well, anyhow, when I told him, you know what, because the service was so good, I said, well, I think I'm going to mention you on the air, mention this place on the air, and give you a shot. And he said, well, you better let me ask my mom. So maybe he wasn't such a boss after all.
Yeah.
But anyhow, there's a shout-out to you, Eric, at the Kumo Japanese Seafood Buffet. And, folks, the address, if you haven't had that out here in the Cleveland area, it is great. 1975 Stowe Road in Parma, Ohio. And they have a huge menu and carry out too. In fact, you can call them at 216-741-3038, 216-741-3038. Now, I got to say this, too, because, you know, we're talking about, we got a dark winter coming. It's going to be cold. It's going to be dark. It's going to be tough. And I'm encouraging people out there to stock up on food, stock up on,
right.
On, you know, I would get some gas right now while you can still afford it. You know, fill your gas cans. But also, one of the things you need is real, true, natural medicines, real medicines. And Wendy Wilson, Apothecary Herbs, is having a sale right now. She has a 50% off on some things. And so I would, now, Wendy, we prayed for her. She got hit hard with a bogus credit card. And, you know, that really hurt her. And so she's a good woman, a good godly lady. And right now she could really use the business right now to help her because she got hit hard. But because of that, also, folks, you can benefit. She's lowering these prices down to move a lot of her medicines quickly. So 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. All right. Why does the...
Pastor?
Yeah.
I got to interrupt you because to help what you just said, I've got headlines. U.S. drug shortages put people with life-threatening illnesses at risk. This is from UPI.com. And Ohio is facing a huge shortage of certain drugs to treat cancer. And pharmacists all over are talking about scrambling to meet the needs. We're short of things like sterile water, saline solutions, antibiotics, sedatives, and a lot of the cancer drugs are not available. The FDA is reporting 184 drug shortages, but the Association of Health System Pharmacists say it's 210 drugs. And this comes after when the FDA reported to Congress, they said, oh, we prevented a record of 317 drug shortages in 2021 by working with the manufacturers. So it's going crazy out there. We're short of drugs. They have a whole list of what they claim are these problems. But the biggest problem I already referred to earlier in the show, we're getting most of our drugs from our enemy, China. And China's been in lockdown, and their standards aren't all that great. So stock up on Wendy's natural herbs and natural medicines, because you might not be able to get any, even sterile water, saline solutions. Wow, it's getting bad, folks.
Let me just say this, folks, again. Apothecary good, pharmakia bad. God's Word in the Bible makes it very clear that your natural medicines come from the apothecary. That, and Nate, what those natural medicines will do is cure the disease. The apothecary, it's called wizardry, okay, or witchcraft.
The symptoms.
And pharmakia is called witchcraft or wizardry, and that word often is used for poison. That same word, pharmakia, is to poison. So, folks, avoid the drugs the best you can. I would avoid them as much as possible. Go with natural remedies. Do you think God knew what he was doing?
Definitely.
Yes.
Right. So God gives us the natural remedies, and the opposition, the devil, gives us the pharmakia. So who are we going to go with?
Go with God.
Yes.
There you go.
Go with God.
Why is the DOJ appealing appointment of special masters? I know why. To cover their hide in organized efforts to undermine President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States. Here, Washington, D.C., power corrupts, absolutely. That's not exactly true. And I'll tell you why that's not exactly true. Because there's only one absolute power, only one in existence, and that's God. And God does not corrupt, okay?
Right.
But
what they're saying is you give a dictator complete power of a country, and he will become corrupt. Mm-hmm. That's what they were trying to say.
It also says the prosperity of fools destroyeth them.
Speaking of dictators, such were as we find ourselves with the Department of Justice under Joe Biden and the feckless Attorney General Merrick Garland. Both fancy themselves above the law and even view the judiciary as subservient to their radical agenda. A piece in American Thinker this past week makes the argument that in her case, she has no regard for the competence of the intelligence community and opines that neither does Judge Alien Cannon, who last week granted the wishes of former President Donald Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, attorney in appointing a special master to reveal seized documents removed from Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago last month. The DOJ, some people call them dirty old jerks. Okay, the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, right?
Yes.
Is trying to claim the documents they seized are classified. Well, we found out that was a lie, too. As expected, the Biden Justice Department, which appears to believe that they are the ones running the justice system in the country, appealed Cannon's decision, filing a motion with her seeking a stay on her order, and filed a notice of appeal to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. The question is, what exactly is the DOJ trying to hide? How about all of their lying, okay? All of their illegal activity that they've done. And again, I've said it many times, but I'll say it again. Merrick Garland would be very, very, very hard-pressed to find someone to prosecute as corrupt as himself. And so Clarence Feedman, who wrote the piece, believes that the reason why Garland's Justice Department is seeking to hide whatever they seized is to hide the weakness of the grounds for search and seizure materials at Trump's home, in addition, the overreach of the warrant and the expansive search. In other words, they broke the law.
Yeah.
Over and over
well,
and over.
The Constitution, you know, just a piece of paper, and those laws are just something that, you know, we've lived with for all these hundreds of years. So, you know, what's the big deal, right?
Well, you know, we keep hearing something is going to happen, and this is, and of course, you know, we keep hearing on the 24th, something big is coming down. But this is chatter, and a lot of times that chatter is just put out there to keep your attention off something else they're doing. And yeah. Just like every time you have some major event, the Democrats find a way to use skullduggery. They find a way to commit their mischief. You know, what was it that was said? It's never let a good crisis go to waste.
Crisis go to waste.
Emmanuel, yeah. That was, what's his name?
Robin Emanuel.
Yeah. Robin Emanuel said that. And that's exactly what they do.
Yeah. And then this weekend we had, you know, the big royal ceremonies and funerals.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
But Saturday was Constitution Day. And I'd like to remind people, the Founding Fathers said, where did they get the ideas for the Constitution? Well, from the Bible, Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Well, the Founders said there's the executive, legislative, judicial branch of government. And if you folks would go to your Bibles and read in Exodus chapters 18 through 25, you would see how Moses, they set up a system similar to our House of Representatives, the Senate, and the Cabinet. A lot of the ideas of how we got our federal government came from Exodus 18 to 25 and many other places like Isaiah 33:22. Throughout Scripture, our entire government and legal system were based on God's Ten Commandments, the teaching of the New Testament, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yet, if you talk to Americans, I went around asking high school kids and different people all over my area. Nobody had any idea of this stuff. They could not, they never heard of the idea that the federal government, the idea of the setting up of our government of checks and balances came from Scripture.
No, they didn't.
Do some study.
But we knew that, didn't we?
And we've been trying to teach it for 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. My, how time goes by. And, you know, again, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
For lack of knowledge. And right there is the biggest one. Our whole idea of the federal government with the balance of power in the book from Isaiah, and the Founding Fathers made it very clear, and yet it's no longer taught in the public school system. That's one of the reasons we tell you to get your children out, when the very basics of our Constitution, our government, the truth is not being taught. Your children are being lied to every day. They're in the public school system. They're being brainwashed. And they're being lied to by omission. All of the wonderful truths of the founding of this nation are being left out of the education system. And I've been studying it for over 30 years, and I guarantee that very little truth is left in the school system at all.
You're telling me. Well, that's the NEA. The only places where you might find some of that is out in the countryside, out there in the suburbs where you still have actually the parents actually in a school, but for the most part, the public school system is the enemy of freedom. It's the enemy of God. It's the NEA is a hardcore communist organization. Now,
well, they were the first organization, I believe, to sign on with the Progressive Caucus, which was all the socialists in our Congress.
Joe, we got to run because
one of the first groups.
It is time for
yes,
for Hal to come forth and give an invitation.
Okay, I just want to say real quick, Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, they both are an abomination to the Lord. And that describes the Democrat, Communist, Antichrist party to a T. And an abomination is something that's so bad it even makes God sick. And that's pretty bad when, you know, you're so bad that you're abominable in the eyes of your own maker. But, you know the like I said before, they're rapidly turning America into a cesspool. This whole world is getting worse and worse. And, you know, the only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's coming back soon. And if you don't know if you died today, if you'd go to heaven, you can know because God gave you a way to know. In John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, that's the Lord Jesus Christ talking, and he ought to know. And, you know, if you're a religious leader, your church leader, I don't care if it's the Pope or Billy Graham or who it is, tells you anything different, you tell them go jump in the lake because Jesus is the only authority. And John 3:3 said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And being born again means that you've received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Savior. And that, and then the Holy Spirit comes into your heart and seals you into the body of Christ. That's being spiritually born into God's family. Folks, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to transfer the guilt of all your sins unto his son Jesus. And when Jesus said it is finished, that means all the work necessary for your redemption has been done by Jesus Christ and accepted by God the Father. But that payment don't become yours automatically. Luke 13:3 says, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Repentance is admitting something to God he knows anyway, that without Christ in your heart, without being sorry about your sins, you're going to go to hell. And God don't want you to go to hell. So when you tell God you're sorry about your sins and mean it, and ask Jesus to come into your heart, receiving the payment he paid for you on that cross, you get eternal life right then and there. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. How do you receive Christ? Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you invite him to come into your heart, Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in. Then he'll come in and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, the free gift. He did all the work. Now he's asking you if you'll receive that free payment because he loves you. If you'll do that, pray this prayer with me right now. He's knocking on the door of your heart, but only you can open up that door. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner and that I need your salvation. I believe that you died on the cross and shed your blood for my salvation, and I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Again, the time will come when that's the only thing that means anything to you. For every single person that's alive now, that's the only thing. And so we're coming up as we do at this time every night. Huh? Okay. There you go. As we do every night, where we say to the folks out there, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.
And this is when we get into the always,
always, always,
always. Always.
Okay, you ready?
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.